White nose syndrome is a fungal disease that is killing off bats on the U.S. East Coast. While it hasn't hit Alaska yet, it is one of the main reasons bat research has revved up in the past decade. With that newfound interest, new discoveries are being made in Alaska. Last summer, the state recorded the first documentation of swarming behavior outside of a cave or mine. Here's Fish and Game wildlife biologist Tori Rhodes.
Completely by accident and got footage of this, which is a behavior that's this circling outside of known roosts that's believed to be associated with mating and with showing juveniles entrances to the hibernation spot.
Learning more about bats' hibernation locales and patterns is Rhodes' top interest, and volunteer scientists in Southeast can add to biologists' research.
We got so much enthusiasm the first couple of years that what was initially just going to be a short-term little study has just completely changed over time and changed how we've been able to pursue other, you know, unanswered questions out of it.
The state operates stationary monitors that collect bat sounds daily. Wrangell has one at its golf course. But volunteers are tasked with something totally different. They strap a recording device to their car, then drive along the highways and dirt roads picking up bat sounds.
In the passive monitors, you can have one bat just circling, calling all night, and so you'll get 1,000 calls, but have no idea of how many bats there were.
But volunteers gather data that can tell the number of flying mammals.
Because we're driving at a set speed, actually say, okay, well, the bats don't fly faster than 20 miles per hour, so the bat that they heard at this time is different than the bat that they heard, you know, 30 seconds later.
The data also tells biologists the different species and their locations. Biologists can use this to figure out which habitats bats prefer.
Whether it's weather, moonlight, or, you know, productive old growth forest or open muskeg, proximity to freshwater, elevation, you name it.
Having a better understanding of those habitats means biologists know where to collect even more data. They set up cameras and thermal detectors in areas of interest, which led to the swarming discovery. Rhodes wants volunteers out in certain times to figure out where resident bats are hibernating. For a 4-week period in the spring, bats are emerging from their dens. In the fall, they go back to them. Wrangell will receive one device for volunteers to check out on a weekly basis. Southeast has more bat diversity compared to the interior. 6 species have been detected in Wrangell and 7 in Ketchikan, while only 1, the ubiquitous little brown bat, resides up north. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.